Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Asha Menon. Today is Wednesday, the 24th of May. Here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to open marginally lower on Wednesday. SGX Nifty indicates a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 89 points after opening the session at 18,301. SGX futures touched a high of 18,431 in early trade on May 24. BSE Sensex gained 18 points to close at 61,981 on Tuesday, while Nifty 50 closed 33 points higher at 18,348. Nifty 50 traded comfortably higher than its 200-day moving average of 18,033 and is expected to build on the recent momentum. Pivot charts indicate that Nifty may get support at 18,327, followed by 18,305 and 18,268. If the index advances, 18,401 would be the key resistance level, and that would be followed by 18,423 and 18,460. US markets. US stock futures inched higher on Tuesday night as investors kept an eye on debt ceiling negotiations. Futures linked to the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 33 points, or 0.1%. S&P 500 futures and NASDAQ 100 futures each added 0.1%. However, the three major indices fell during regular trading on Tuesday. S&P 500 lost 1.12%, while NASDAQ Composite and Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 1.26% and 0.6% respectively. European markets. European stock markets closed lower on Tuesday as US debt ceiling negotiations continued. The region's benchmark Stock 600 index closed 0.6% lower, with sectors mixed as trading came to a close. Household goods fell 2.5% as industrial dropped 1.3%, while oil and gas stocks gained 0.9%. FTSE closed 0.1% lower at 7,762. DAX closed 0.44% lower at 16,152, and CAC 40 closed 1.33% lower at 7,378. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets started Wednesday on a weaker footing after investors turned cautious, with US debt ceiling discussion showing little progress. In Japan, Nikkei 225 slid 0.77% and Topix fell 0.35% in early trade. This was even as the country's sentiment among manufacturers turned positive for the first time in 2023, according to a survey. South Korea's KOSPI slipped 0.2% lower and KOSDAQ was down 0.34%. In Australia, S&P ASX 200 was down 0.3% in early trade. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index looks set to extend its losses from a two-month low, with futures at 19,285 compared to HSI's previous close of 19,431.25. NMDC's net profit rises 22% to 2,277 crore rupees in Q4. Its revenue falls 14%. Stay tuned. NMDC on May 23 reported a 22% rise in standalone net profit at 2,277 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 31st. The country's largest iron ore company had posted a profit of 1,862 crore rupees in the year-ago period. The company's revenue from operations, however, fell by 13.8% to 5,851 crore rupees for the quarter as compared to 6,785 crore rupees last fiscal. Biocon Q4 net profit rises 31% to 313 crore rupees and it declares dividend. Biotechnology company Biocon on May 23rd reported a 31% rise in consolidated net profit at 313 crore rupees. For the fourth quarter ended March. This was against 239 crore rupees in January-March period the year ago. Revenue from operations climbed 56.7% to 3,733 crore rupees in the quarter, as against 2,409 crore rupees last fiscal. Next, we look at oil. Oil prices rose on Tuesday on a tighter gasoline market outlook and a warning from Saudi Energy Minister that raised the prospect of further OPEC plus cuts to support the market. Brent crude was up $1.14 or 1.5% at $77.13 a barrel. US West Texas Intermediate or WTI gained $1.2 or 1.7% to $73.26 a barrel. Dollar. The dollar index traded 0.32% higher in futures at 103.53, whereas the value of $1 hovered near 82.85 rupees. Gold. Gold prices dipped on Tuesday as yields climbed, while talks over raising the US debt limit stretched to another round. But it then recovered from session lows as the dollar retreated from earlier highs. Spot gold was down 0.1% at $1,967.03 per ounce by 11:57 AM after shedding as much as 0.8% earlier. US gold futures fell 0.4% to $1,969. FII and DII. Foreign institutional investors or FIIs bought shares worth 182.51 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors or DIIs bought shares worth 397.29 crore rupees on May 23. Sanjay Manyal, senior research analyst at ICICI Securities, tells us why he believes there's more steam to the ITC rally. The stock has gone up 30% year to date.
We believe that ITC will continue to see a strong sort of volume growth in the cigarette business in next year as well. If you see that last year, they witnessed approximately 19% kind of a volume growth, and that was led by the very stable taxation from last 5 years. Simultaneously, government is putting a lot of pressure. Government is the illegal cigarette industry and the contrabands are feeling pressure from the government side, and that's probably has been helping the legal cigarette industry to grow the volumes at a much faster pace. So we believe that next year as well, cigarette volume growth will continue to grow at a stronger pace, and specifically for ITC, given the fact they are positioning in the premium cigarettes at a 10 rupees price point and above is much better than the other players. Simultaneously, we have also seen that the FMCG business of ITC has witnessed a very strong margin improvement. The company maintained that they would sort of do 100 to 150 basis point margin improvement every year in the FMCG part of the business, and that business has also grown at a very stronger grown at a stronger pace, specifically the foods part of the business. So we believe both these businesses have been doing pretty well for them. Hotel, though it's a small part of their business, but post-COVID period, the occupancies have been beyond 70% for them, and even the average room rates are above the pre-COVID level. So there is also sort of adding to the profitability for the company. Yes, we believe that given the fact that stock has underperformed, if you see the last 7-8 years kind of a period, and specifically post-COVID, it has started doing well. So I think valuation-wise, it is still much cheaper compared to the other FMCG companies. I think there is a good possibility that stock might do well, and we value the company on an SOTP basis, and that's where we get our target price is around 500 rupees per share. So yes, we remain positive on ITC on both cigarette business and the FMCG business growth prospects and the margin expansion possibility.
That's all from us today. Have a great trading day.